this is Ellie Willis, and I believe that Exeter should win this small town revolution because we have a surplus of diversity when it comes to arts and cultures. We put on a lot of great shows. We've got great organizations like Team Town Exeter Arts and Music that puts on annual festivals that celebrate all of our local talent and all of our local artists.
Hi, I'm Scott Ruffner with Team Town Exeter Arts and Music, and I think we would be a great selection for the small business revolution because we're primed and ready for some revitalization, and we have the whole community here together tonight. Small business owners, artists, musicians, and I think everybody's ready for a shot in the arm and a catalyst to take this whole thing to the next level.
My name is Rachel Ela, and I am Vice President of Optima Bank and Trust in Stratham, but I am the Chairwoman of the Exeter Area Chamber of Commerce. We're so excited to have Small Business Revolution here with us tonight. Exeter is on the precipice of something great. We have character, we have good bones, we have people that are so passionate about the community, and we just need that extra push. So hopefully they will see that in us. We're certainly ready to show them, and we look forward to hearing the next good news.
I'm Bert Friedman. I own George and Phillips here in downtown Exeter. And in the community of Exeter, we've worked together for years and just haven't gotten to that over the hump that we need to get. And this would just be fabulous to bring everyone the attention we would get in the whole community, not just Exeter, but all throughout the communities as well. It would be fabulous.
My name is Jay Childs. I'm an Exeter resident. As I've been long reminded, I'm not native because I moved here when I was one. So almost native, but not quite. What makes Exeter fantastic? I think because in many ways it has an authentic downtown. A lot of towns have struggled with trying to sort of create a sense or community like what we've had for literally hundreds of years. And, you know, I work in Portsmouth, you live in Portsmouth, with all the gentrification that's gone on, and, you know, we face those challenges as well. But it's amazing what Exeter has been able to hold on to while at the same time, you know, trying to move into the 21st century in other ways.
Cooperation has been unmatched in my time here, but even Kath Dillon from Blue Moon Evolution, who many of you know, spoke up the other day and said she started working in Exeter 40 years ago at the Chocolatier, and she's never seen this kind of momentum and collaboration and teamwork and spirit. And we really have to credit Deluxe and the Small Business Revolution for making this happen. So when they come to that door tonight, we need to show it. We need to give it back right at them. It is called the Small Business Revolution, but here in Exeter, I'm proud to say that it just was a revolution.
Who from across the country have glimpsed what 603 Pride is all about, has joined us here in Exeter, and we're going to take this thing all the way to the finish line, which is great. Look, a lot of you know, I'm obviously very partial to the small business here in Exeter. Sununa Enterprises still calls its home right here in Exeter before I went off and did other things. Just temporarily, I'll be back, don't worry, I live right up the road. But I tell you, spending so many years here in Exeter, walking up and down that main street, getting to know, I mean, I'm looking out the crowd, so many familiar faces out there, from learning how to eat healthy at Lady and Lou's, again, thank you, to the best grocery sandwiches you can find up and down main street, and I gotta give a shout out to Stillwell's too, because I've had more than my fair share of milkshakes. Look, I've only been governor a year. But one thing I know is you've got to promote. You've got to go out. You can have the best widget in the world. And let me tell you, we have a lot of amazing widgets here in New Hampshire. But if you're not out promoting, screaming from the hilltops about how darn good it is, not just to start a business, but to grow a business, expand a business right here in New Hampshire, there is a reason we have the fastest growing economy in the Northeast. There is a reason we have the fastest growing population in New England. There is a reason we have the highest median income, the lowest poverty rate. It is all done on the backs of small business. That is what we do. We are a community-driven state. We are a state that comes together. We're happy to take the big businesses, too. Those are great. But we are a state that when our workforce is driven on small business, our workforce is driven person-to-person with that those two words that sometimes are lost in America, customer service, right? One-on-one contact, customer service, it makes all the difference. Having those relationships, that's what we do different here.